The Four P's podcasts are funded by the National Lottery Community Fund. When people are in the lead, communities thrive. To find out more, go to tnlcommunityfund.org.uk.
Hey guys, Rose here, back with more Disney gossip. Today I'll be talking about Descendants 2. At the end of the first movie, Ben is crowned king. In the second movie, the VKs still live in Auradon. Maleficent is still a lizard. Evie has her fashion business. Mal and Ben are still dating, and more evil is lurking around the corner. At the start of the movie, the VKs show Auradon what it feels like to be evil by cursing apples. I believe this is why the official symbol for the movies is a poison apple. Mal also has cast a spell on her hair to make it blonde with purple tips, and they are all getting ready for a big party where Mal will be a lady of the court. Jane is stuck on the decorating committee because Audrey went on vacation with her fairy godmothers. Mal is bombarded by the press asking questions. She goes to find Carlos for advice. Carlos is having trouble telling Jane that he loves her, and he asks Mal to make him a truth potion. Dude, the campus mutt, steals the truth gummy, eats it, and ends up speaking the truth in human language. Mal is so under pressure with everything, forgetting about her date with Ben. After she messes up, she runs away to the aisle, taking her scaly mother with her. Mal meets Dizzy Tremaine, Lady Tremaine's granddaughter, at Curl Up and Dye Salon, where Mal pays Dizzy to style her hair and dye it purple again. Harry Hook shows up, causing trouble as always. He leaves the salon to tell Uma, captain of the pirate kids, that Mal is around. Ben, Jay, Evie and Carlos find out that Mal is on the isle and go to find her to bring her back to Auradon. The VKs teach Ben how to blend in on the isle, stealing and being rude. Ben is captured after another misunderstanding. Mal and the other VKs fight the pirates to get Ben back, using smoke bombs and a replica of Fairy Godmother's magic wand, made from Carlos's 3D printer. Upon trying to escape the isle and the clutches of Uma, Mal drops her spellbook. Uma finds it and uses a love potion on Ben before he has a chance to leave. Mal gets upset when Uma shows up at the party, claiming that Ben is her boyfriend. Mal breaks the spell with a kiss when she sees the stained glass window. Uma jumps overboard and transforms partly into a giant octopus. Mal turns into a dragon like her mother to fight Uma. Ben dives in between the fight, breaking it up, and Uma swims away. At the end, Ben agrees to let more VKs come off the isle and join the others in Auradon. In my opinion, there is no comparison to the first movie. They are both brilliant, with the music, costumes and dancing. Besides Evie, in this movie, Harry Hook, son of Captain Hook, and Uma, daughter of Ursula, are my favourite pirate characters. That's all for now, folks. I'll be back next time with more Disney gossip. Bye!
Hi, this is Sophie. Well, Michael Jackson's sister Janet Jackson did a movie about Michael Jackson, his mother, and how his mother Catherine coped behind the scenes of Michael's loss. His kids, Prince and Paris, well, Paris is a singer now, and Prince is doing Hill LA in Los Angeles, which is a healing like Michael Jackson did the song Heal the World. And Michael Jackson will be sadly missed, but this is goodbye from Sophie.